discussing what the Germans did to the Jews, why Hitler came. The analysis doesn't even go to the point why Hitler came. Nobody has ever analyzed why the German nation that had more Nobel Prize winners and more famous researchers and scientists and was one of the best educated countries in Europe turned on the Jews. Why did these good Germans turn on the Jews, who had more Jews living amongst them than even percentage-wise living in the United States today? Why was that? I'm saying to you that Adolf Hitler was an organic outgrowth of Jewish behavior and Jewish ethnocentrism in the heart of Europe. Because there is no anti-Semitism without Semitism.
So Jews invented Hitler, you know?
No, Jews created him. Because they displayed the same voracious ethnocentrism, power-grabbing, influence-peddling, buying of politicians, dominating of the public airwaves and the public media in Germany and so on, that they display in the United States. But there is no doubt in my mind that if you look at history and the trends in history, the United States is heading in the same direction. And I'm not much of a prophet, but that much I can say based on history, that in the United States, mark my word, you will have Weimar conditions and you'll have solutions to the Weimar conditions. It will be very similar to what happened in Germany. And there's only one difference. In the United States, there are enough guns out on the street and enough lawlessness in the public and a revolutionary spirit that founded that republic. This is not Germany, where the only people that had guns were hunters and soldiers and policemen. The United States is armed to the teeth. They have a spirit of revolution in their blood. Their heroes are people who turn against what they call tyranny and foreign occupiers and so on.
Really?
That's right.
How soon, by the way?
How soon? That depends entirely on how long the power structure in the Western world is going to stay on top. I mean, if you look at East Germany, how quickly it collapsed, or the former Soviet Union, how quickly it collapsed with all its secret services, spy agencies, NKVD, and Stasis, it imploded so quickly, I have no idea.
Motivated people and Minutemen, patriots, can defend themselves from tyranny.